السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين، بارك الله فيكم. سبحان الله، the same Walid son received hidayat. What a gift of Allah is hidayah. سبحان الله. His son was named by Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم as Saifullah. So his participation in Mu'tah was in Jumad al-Ula, but his Islam was in Safar, the 8th year after Hijrah. Or let's say the seeds of Islam were sown in his heart. It was during that year when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam participated or carried out Umratul Qadha. Allah's beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered Makkah, performed Umrah, and Khalid went into hiding. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked about him. He asked Walid ibn al-Walid, "Where is your brother Khalid?" Walid said, "May Allah bring him. Ya'ti bihi Allah. Allah. Oh, Allah will bring him." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then gave a message and said, "A man like Khalid, to be ignorant of Islam, ma mithlu Khalidin yajharul Islam. How can a wise, intelligent man like Khalid not see the beauty of Islam or remain ignorant of the truth of Islam? If only Allah used his capabilities and his strength with the Muslims against falsehood and the false ones, that would be much better for him. And we would definitely prefer him and honor him. وَلَقَدَّمْنَاهُ عَلَىٰ غَيْرِهِ." Look at the love of a brother. Walid bin Walid then writes a letter to his brother Khalid. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Amma ba'd. O Khalid, I have not seen something more astonishing then the fact that is that you cannot see the beauty of Islam. وَعَقْلُكَ عَقْلُكَ. When you're such an intelligent man, can anyone with some intelligence be ignorant of the truth of Islam? And then he mentioned, even Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has concern for you. Come, my brother, wake up, see the truth, open your mind, open your heart. فَاسْتَدْرِكْ يَا أَخِي. Let's catch up on what you have lost out on. Great opportunities have gone by. Don't lose out more. Come, he exhorted his brother thus. And Allah wanted hidayat for Khalid. Allah wanted goodness for Hazrat Khalid radiallahu anhu. And now his brother's letter increased his enthusiasm and touched a core in his heart. The letter of his brother, the concern of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One night Hazrat Khalid goes to sleep after reading his brother's letter, and he sees this dream that him being in a land constrained and being there in a drought, the land being in drought. And then he leaves that constrained, tight, difficult situation into a vast green pasture, comfortable, beautiful. He awakens saying, "This is definitely a true dream." When he awakened, he perceived the reality of this dream, and he was now adamant and determined to go to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He presented the concern, the thought, to his friends Safwan bin Umayyah and Ikrimah, and they both refused him totally. Actually, in a report, it portrays that they actually brought others to sit around Khalid to get him back into his senses, to knock some sense into him. And then when they realized that Khalid was quite adamant and he was being serious, they both, with the others, were very, very upset about it, and they threatened him. Then Hazrat Khalid had to come out of the situation saying that, "Okay, I will rethink the issue over. But he was not prepared to step down. As soon as they had left, he didn't give up. He got his conveyance ready, and subhanallah, as he departed, he didn't wait for the next day. En route, he meets another sahabi, another man keen to embrace the truth, subhanallah. And his background also was so ajib, because the same person refused Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam entering the Kaaba, because he held and was responsible for the custodianship of the Kaaba Sharif, Kaaba Musharrafa, Sadin al-Bayt, Uthman bin Talha, When Allah's beloved asked permission to enter the Kaaba prior to Hijrah, he said never. Allah's beloved said to him, but one day these keys will be in my hand. It was the same individual or part of the family who now, subhanAllah, has the keenness for the truth in his heart. Hazrat Khalid meets him and he asks him, where are you off to? He says, today, time has come in my life where I'm seeing the truth. I want to go now. I already have my conveyance in this area, in the valley Fakh. I'm on my way to Medina. And they both went towards Medina Munawwara. En route, they meet Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu. He also, in this prior year, had left Makkah, not wanting to be in the environs of Makkah during the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba kiram radiallahu anhum. So he went to a close friend of his, Najashi, because he was so upset that Islam was spreading far and wide. He wanted to find some solace there. And there he sought permission from Najashi to assassinate one of the Sahaba, namely Amr bin Umayyah al-Damri radiallahu anhu. Najashi got so upset with Amr bin As, his close bosom buddy, and smacked him. Amr bin As was so shocked. Najashi then said, how dare you ask me to hand over the emissary of the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Amr bin As asked him, but who told you he is the messenger of Allah? Who said he is the messenger of Allah? Najashi said, Amr, I'm telling you, he is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. Then Najashi gave Amr bin As dawat. Amr bin As said, if you, such a prominent, such a senior man, telling me that this is the truth, I'm prepared to accept it. Subhanallah. Look how Allah made it that Allah's people use their position, their status, to make people see the truth. This is a king. And at this time, he's a tabi'i. He hadn't met Rasulullah and he had iman. He invites Amr bin As to Islam. Amr bin As says then, okay, who'll make me Muslim? Najashi says, I will make you Muslim. He holds his hand and makes him read the kalima. This is the beauty of Allah's deen. Each one, bring others to Islam. Each one have a great responsibility to take the truth out there and make it available to the world. There and then he utters the kalima. Now he undertakes the journey to Medina Munawwara. And en route he meets the two, namely Hazrat Khalid and Hazrat Uthman bin Talha radiallahu anhuma. He sees them and says, welcome. They both say, Amr, you here? What brings you here? He asked them, did you all tell me first, what brings you all? They both said, Islam brings us. And to emulate and follow Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Amr says, you know what, that has brought me as well. I also want to follow Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the three of them went to Medina Munawwara, being driven by the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the love of the truth. The love for Iman and the thirst for truth throbbing in their hearts. Because now the path of Hidayat has become clear to them. Hazrat Khalid explains how they arrived on the first of Safar in the 8th year after Hijrah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was told of our arrival. He was so pleased that we had arrived and had come. I wore my best garment. I came to Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My brother welcomed me. He said, come quickly. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is notified of your arrival, and he's pleased that you'll have come. He's awaiting you all. I hastened my pace when I come to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He smiled until I stood right before him. I greeted him with the great utmost respect. He responded to my salam with a smiling face, and I said, "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah." وَأَنَّكَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ. Imagine, this is the same Khalid. This is the same Khalid radiallahu anhu, who was the technician, the mastermind that took so many lives of the Sahaba in Uhud. Imagine, this is the same Medina Munawwara. Those children who were orphaned few years prior are still there. Those women who were widowed few years prior are still there. As Hazrat Maulana Umar Palanpuri rahmatullah alayhi explained so beautifully, imagine the environs of Medina Munawwara. Imagine Hazrat Khalid's emotions and feelings that I'm coming to the city. But everyone who are there, subhanallah, welcomed me so warmly. None was there to say, Khalid, because of you I lost my father.
Because of you, we lost our husbands. None reminded him of that. But everyone from all directions welcomed another soul to be saved from Jahannam and to be welcomed and taken to Jannah. Marhaba, marhaba. This is Sahaba Kiram radiallahu anhum. What hearts, what pure hearts, what love and what compassion. The same Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who pained in Uhud and predominantly due to Khalid, but here he welcomes him and says to him, I thank Allah, alhamdulillah, that being who guided you, I knew y'all's intelligence and I was hoping that Allah will bring y'all to the truth and Allah will make this intelligence of y'all's bring y'all to the truth. And then he says, oh Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I participated in on so many occasions striving against the truth. Make dua, Allah forgive me. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Islam wipes out, obliterates all the past sins. Subhanallah. Hazrat Khalid says, oh Allah's Nabi, still make dua for me. Oh Allah, forgive Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu. All his endeavors against the truth, where he exerted himself against the truth. Subhanallah. Allah's beloved made dua for him. And thereafter, Hazrat Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu and Uthman bin Talha radiallahu anhu,